The king is here. Jesus has come into the world, and we recognize that, but now what? And we have to ask that question because we celebrate, yes, Christmas time has come, Jesus has come, the king has come into the world, but now what? We have to make a decision of how that is, does that affect me? How does that affect me even now, once we've just celebrated his coming? When his presence comes, when we notice his presence, it changes everything. And you and I have been in services many times when it seems like things were going along, and all of a sudden, it seems like his presence comes in an unusual way. And when his presence comes in an unusual way, it seems like nothing else matters. It seems like it doesn't make any difference what you do. His presence is more important than anything else. It changes everything. And when we stop and meditate on the fact that Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, has come into the world, his very presence can change the very environment that you and I are in. In Jude 1:24, it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling," him who is able to keep us, not that we're so good being able to keep ourselves, but to him who was able to keep us from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. His presence is able to do that. His presence is everything. He's here now, so what? He's here now, what next? Will it change the way we live our lives in 2016 because we have celebrated his coming at the end of 2015. And you and I, when we come to Jesus, when we recognize that Jesus has come into our lives, when we recognize the King of Kings, if we are going to embrace him, there are some things that we're going to have to let go of. There may be some things that are not even necessarily bad things, but we're just going to have to put them down in order to take up the Lord Jesus Christ. There are some things that we're going to have to let go of in order to embrace the fullness of who Jesus is. And there's some things that you and I are being asked by the Lord to let go of, to leave in 2015 and not bring into 2016. And I believe that we want to ask the Holy Spirit today, Lord, what is it that I've experienced? What is it that I've been doing or not doing in 2015 that I have to change going into 2016? Are there some things that the Lord wants you to let go and leave behind in order to enter into the things of 2016? There may be some things that God wants us to start doing in 2016. But if we're going to embrace the Christ, if we're going to embrace the Lord, then there's some things that we're going to have to let go of. I believe that's one thing that you and I should constantly ask the Lord, pray about, say, Lord, give us a greater revelation of what he's doing in our lives today. Give us a greater revelation of how he is to impact our lives. Give us a greater revelation of how to be intimate with Jesus, to recognize that he is the glory of your people Israel, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles. He's bringing revelation and light to us in this time. The Bible talks about you and I being witnesses, and you and I are called to be a witness to our experience in God. What is it that you see Jesus to be for you? Is he your King? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? And are we witnessing to that very fact? Anna knew that the baby was the Messiah. How did they know that? They put themselves in places where they could hear the voice of God. The Bible says that they were in the temple continually, that they were in prayer continually, that they were involved in the things that God was involved in. Now, in that day, especially before Jesus came, it was recognized that if you're going to meet with God, then the temple was the place where you met with God. You see, if you and I can get ourselves to this place where we fine-tune our lives so that we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in the midst of all the frenzy of life, we'll still be able to hear him. If we take the time to fine-tune ourselves, our spirits, so that we can hear the voice of the Lord. In Luke 18, we're told, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find a people who have taken the time, who believe that he's coming again, who believe that he speaks to us today? Will he find a people who have spent their lives listening for the voice of the Lord? There are some things that you are going to be asked to leave behind, as I said before, in 2015. The Bible speaks about casting off any sin or weight that so easily besets us. I want something different for you in 2016. I want you to bring you up a little bit higher. I want to show you some things that you in 2016 that you haven't seen in 2015. And as long as you hang on to these things, you're not going to be able to see clearly, because these things will cloud your vision for 2016. God is asking you now to leave some things behind. Are you afraid to ask that question, Lord, what should I leave behind in 2015? He's come. He's here. What now?